If one analyses what went on today in Donegal County Council, at the beginning of the meeting when I brought it up in relation to low-cost accident repairs and works to the tune of 600,000 between local and national roads in the county, basically the membership were given no opportunity in many of the elected areas, and here today also in relation to projects that have been selected. Now, in my 7 years in Donegal County Council, before always been discussed at the elected area committees, and when I asked specifically the management of the council today for someone to tell me why, from the back of the room, there was a young engineer who I wouldn't blame in the slightest. I believe that this is a management, it's a corporate issue. It doesn't come down to the engineers. It's important to have funding for low cost accident works in the county, considering the track record that the county has in relation to deaths on roads. So I don't take any issue there at all, but what I do have an issue with are the most appropriate projects been put forward.
And with that in mind too, you have to ask the question on a broader scale, what are councillors elected for in the first place if these decisions are being made in the offices of the council?
Well, I know in relation to these projects that my electoral area, that I've been lobbied on several critical areas in relation to roads, and they're not included. They haven't even been considered because I haven't been able to been given the opportunity as an elected representative on behalf of people that I have elected me to the position to put forward their views. And that's why we're here, we're public representatives. But towards the end of the meeting, in relation to other projects and other funding, special meetings were being called left, right and centre before the end of August, and we were able to tweak this and tweak that, and we were able to make maybe a late submission to the department, and you heard it there from the back of the room as I heard it. So as I say, we need to get this right, and I do believe strongly that there are issues in relation to at least one project that in the south of the county that I'm not satisfied with that has been put forward today, and whether or not it meets the criteria and other issues in relation to that. And as you heard me saying at the meeting, I've requested to speak to the county manager in private about that, and I raised my concerns in relation to that issue.
You've also suggested you want to raise your concerns at a government level.
Well, I'd be very friendly with Phil Hogan, the Minister for the Environment. I'm not casting aspersions on Donegal County Council. We have a great county manager. We have a great management team. They're young, they're vibrant, they're doing the very best with what we have. But unfortunately, we're heading into the month of August where there's this crazy rule whereby the council doesn't meet, electoral area committees don't meet. And I don't see why we can't meet, if funding is pending, if applications need to be in by the 1st of September. Well, why not meet? Money now is important. It's important to local contractors who will be tendering for work. It's important to local communities who need to see this work being done. So why not meet? I'll give up my time at any time in the month of August, to be at the meetings. And I do believe that, we need this issue cleared up. But at the end of the day, what I'm saying here is that we've moved away from the practice of having not having any discussion in relation to the allocation of monies across the county, and basically the at the end of the day, the electorate are being disenfranchised because their representatives aren't having a say in the process, which we always had. So I hope this isn't the trend. And, as I say, I will raise the issues of concern with the county manager, and I thank the county manager for that. And as I say, I'd be the first person to stand up and take as much money as I can from government, from my county, for any project, particularly in relation to the safety on our roads.